Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking news, Riley Smith. We barely knew thee. You didn't want to play for the Penguins. You sulked the entire year. You dogged it. If it were a Steelers player who did this, the guy would have been persona non grata. He would have been booed like crazy. He would have been public enemy number one on Twitter. Instead, got kind of a free pass. Only the Penguins diehards really crushed this guy. Some in the media did their part, like I think Yoey and Rossi. And we came on the air a few times and said, why isn't this guy more of a hated figure in Pittsburgh? He's out, and he's going to the Rangers for a second and fifth round pick. Malzi, I don't see any money being retained by the Penguins, so that means they just cleared $5 million in cap space. Here's my thing, though. What do they do with that money? We're 2 hours into this.
It's been a feeding frenzy.
I would have loved this trade at 10 a.m. I don't know what they're going to do with the extra $5 million at 2 p.m. All the big-name guys have signed. They're all gone.
Pony, I can tell you what they're going to do with $775,000 of that. Sign Ryan Shea to a one-year deal.
See, I actually like that move.
I like Ryan Shea. I'm
put him back with St. Ivany.
Yes. Well, I guess we've been watching TSN's coverage of this in the back while you and Donnie were breathlessly watching the Euro 2024.
A big shout out to France. That was a huge win, Don.
Correct.
To get through 1-0.
The Belgians. They make good
chocolate.
Jean-Claude
Van Damme, not
happy.
Good
waffles, but
right
yes,
now.
Nothing else. So, obviously, it's been like this feeding frenzy. Guys like Biz Nasty and them are saying this has been an awesome start to free agency. They've spent so much money relative to what the league usually does. Like, there's actually big numbers getting thrown around. But I don't know about you. When I see Riley Smith for a second and a fifth, and then apparently no salary retention by the Penguins, so they get out from under it, really the second and the fifth is what's relevant to me there. You couple that with the moves that they have made. Shea is a good move. We all like that. I'm not going to mock that one at all.
Him and St. Ivany played well together.
Yeah, they were.
They were
good.
Hot down the stretch.
They were good. They were a good third pairing, I thought. Mac Hollowell, a guy who has played six NHL games, a right shot defenseman for $775,000, and then Matt Grizzlick, who is a left shot, undersized defenseman who's 30 years old for $2.75 million, which basically says what? P.O. Joseph, not going to make you that qualifying offer. And maybe they think Grizzlick's better suited to play for them. I don't know.
Why would they think that? He's older, and every playoff game Boston said, we'd rather have you watch the game in the press box eating popcorn than play.
That's what a smart person says.
But he is from Boston, so that has Mike Sullivan thinking.
Do you not think that this is connected to them maybe being less bullish on P.O. Joseph? Just adding a left shot type of guy? Adding two defensemen, really, one from each side?
I guess. I'll go back to what you said about Ryan Shea. I liked the way Joseph played the last 15 games of the year with Letang.
Pony, I did too.
He has not signed yet today.
I know.
So where's his money going to come in at?
So maybe they think, yeah.
They replaced him, who's young, with a 30-year-old who is smaller than Donnie. No offense.
Correct. Well, I guess my overall thought here is, though, whether people want to admit it or not, but I think most Penguins fans know this somewhere in their heart of hearts, this is the start of a rebuild. It's the start of a very long road.
It can't be a rebuild. You have Sidney Crosby.
It is, though. You can, okay, say it can't be. That doesn't mean it isn't, because it is. It's the start of Kyle Dubas right there. Did he not just talk out of both sides of his mouth in that clip? He said, you know, our goal is to always try to compete and everything else, but part of that is getting younger.
Yes, they're in no man's land. He's the Yoey article that was the preview of Penguins free agency said exactly that. Quote, many believe Dubas would blow up this Penguins roster if not for his respect for Sidney Crosby. Dubas would want to move the Penguins into full rebuild mode, but can't because of Sidney Crosby.
Oh, by the way, the Rangers' second round pick isn't until 2027 in that deal.
So
they don't have one till 2027. So they really got rid of the salary for a fifth and then way down the road a second.
But what are they going to do with the money? Because all these, they're going to have to make another trade. All the big free agent names are gone. I'm looking at the free agent rankings. I can go line by line, guy by guy. They've all signed with other teams. The top 20 or 25 free agents have all found new homes, Chris. So I don't really know. They're up to $10 million in cap space again. I have no clue what they're going to do with it.
Some sort of trade that would allow them to take on a lot of money, but who's in the mood to trade some sort of big name
And
yet?
Why would I want to take on a lot of money if it's an older player? Again.
Which it would be if you were taking on a lot of money, inherently.
They came into this free agency having missed the playoffs two straight years, and if you look at the team that won the Stanley Cup, I don't want to make this erudite or too analytical or technical. There's a stat called point shares, which is basically hockey's version of war. There was a 20-point share difference between the Penguins at the end of the year and the Panthers at the end of the year. To give you some context, Sidney Crosby is a 9 or 10-point share player. You are two Sidney Crosbys away from being a Stanley Cup contender.
And there are not two Sidney Crosbys, let alone one Sidney Crosby, let alone half a Sidney Crosby out there to sign.
So Dubas, and he admitted as much at the draft. He said, I would not look at it as a successful year if we just made the playoffs next year. But at the same time, it looks like he's trying to build a team that just makes the playoffs and gets lucky because he still has Sidney Crosby on the roster, and he doesn't want Sidney Crosby skating around on a team that has one of the five worst records in the NHL.
So here's another question based on all
of this.
So
they've got 1 foot in rebuilding and 1 foot in deference and respect, out of respect for one of the greatest hockey players of all time.
Here's another thought. In Yoey's piece that laid out their current situation, he mentioned that they wanted to try to deal Tristan Jarry but hadn't found any takers, and the same applied to Riley Smith.
And they're not going to find takers on Jarry.
Are they going to do the same thing they just did with Riley Smith? Sell him for pennies on the dollar just to get out from under the number? Then you'd have, what, potentially $14 or $15 million.
But again, the time to do that was at the draft and not now before the free agent spending started.
I'm merely saying Josh cited two players that they probably would be happy to, that they were happy to deal.
Yes.
And if they didn't find a trade partner for one, and then they eventually just cut him loose, what's to say they might not do it for the other guy too, just to get out from under it? I guess my point here, maybe I didn't make it clearly enough or strongly enough. They can say all they want that it's not a rebuild. They can say all they want that it's not a successful season if they just make the playoffs. Actions speak louder than words. They're not spending money on big-name players. They just traded a guy who didn't want to be here but has a good NHL track record overall. He's a good player that teams win with. He just came from a cup winner to get here.
Mm-hmm.
They traded him for virtually nothing just to get
they
out from the
away.
Money. They just gave him away. It's a salary dump. Call it what it is. You can say, if you're the Penguins, that you are still in it to win it. Your actions and really reality, I think, suggest otherwise.
But I would disagree with you. They're not actually rebuilding because they're tradable players that would allow for you to rebuild, getting young players and draft picks back. They're not trading.
Because your tradable players have no movement clauses.
And you're not approaching them about it either. So you're half-assing, Chris.
They're half-assing a rebuild because for a long time their identity has been we have a core group of players that people love and we want to stick to those guys.
I know, but hold on a second, though. I have to at least say this. Can we blame them? Would you go to Sidney Crosby and say, hey, Sid, we're not going to win a Stanley Cup with you. Probably doesn't make sense for us to re-sign you, so let's trade you and get what we can for you? Would you do that?
Wasn't the time to do this a couple of years
ago? I'm saying right now would you do that?
No, you're pot committed. Now you're just playing the handout.
So then, how long do you play the handout for, though? You're saying you're rebuilding. If you're not trading your best players to get younger,
they should be
you're not rebuilding.
They should be approaching Malkin specifically and Letang.
They're not doing that either.
I know. My point is they look like a franchise that can't decide what it wants to be and when it wants to start being that. And that is not a good place to be
in
any
sport.
It's not.
And let me ask you this question. How is that any different from when Ron Hextall was the GM?
It's not. But Ron Hextall was from the Flyers, so everyone really hated him. Kyle
Dubas
is the
genius.
Well,
we just got a guy from the Flyers in a trade who can't skate anymore, who might be Jeff Carter 2.0. But again, guess what? He's from Boston.
He's old. He's pretty slow. He's perfect for the Penguins. His best days
Kevin
are well
Hayes is from
him.
Boston, and what's the defenseman who they just signed?
Grizzlick.
He's from Boston, too. So he can get together, and when they play on the road somewhere and they go out for karaoke night, Sullivan can grab Grizzlick and Hayes, and they can just sing this song together. Tessie is the royal root is you like this one, Donnie? I got stabbed at a Dropkick Murphys concert. Yeah, they can sing their Boston songs together. They can talk about Dunkin' Donuts. What else do Bostonians do? Fetishize Brady and Belichick. Talk about wicked
sauce.
Pissers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Grizzlick is from Charlestown, which is like the part of Boston that you do not want to step foot in. That's where like they film all the movies at.
His nickname
the
on
town,
Hockey Reference.
The Departed, Good Will Hunting.
His nickname is the Mayor of Boston. So no wonder why Mike Sullivan wanted him instead of P.O. Joseph.
Charlestown. Is it Charleston there, even though there's a W in there?
No, they say Charlestown.
Hey, Matt, you want to come over and watch some old episodes of Cheers?
Oof. I don't know that. This is not a bummer because I feel like
yes,
if
it
you
is.
Watch,
you could say it's a bummer,
but if you watch them and you were willing to start being realistic and honest with yourself, you could see this coming. Like my father-in-law is over watching the boys today, and he is a bigger Penguins fan than he is anything else. So is my brother-in-law, his son, and they're like really both plugged in, especially my brother-in-law. But my father-in-law goes, "Man, heard the station on the way over. You guys are crushing Dubas." And I laughed and said, well, what do you want us to do? And then as I was leaving, he said, hey, try to be nice to those guys. I said, would you? And he goes, not really. Like, so he knows. It was listening to a guy who's loved the Penguins his whole life and everything else just come to grips with in his way. He knows that it's over. He knows that the party that centered around Crosby, Malkin, and Letang, that rave, that party, that's over. They're all still here. The drinks are still getting poured, but no one's dancing anymore. Like, this feels like the entry to the dark ages.
But how would you feel if you're Crosby and it's pretty much widely reported and out there that the general manager thinks that the team isn't very good and can't go very far?
Yep.
And you're just like the impediment or the boulder that's in the way of him doing what he actually wants with the team.
Do you think Crosby...
That kind of describes Crosby, like, not in a positive connotation.
Do you think Crosby's aware enough to know that he quietly behind the scenes, and I think FSG too, so I think they bear some brunt of this blame too. Do you think Crosby is introspective enough to know that he wanted Malkin and Letang kept, and that while he has continued to hold up his end of the bargain in terms of quality of play, Letang's been dinged up, Malkin just has, and I say this as a guy, we've got a lot of Malkin lovers here, I say this as a huge Malkin mark. He has declined precipitously in the last 12 months. Do you think Crosby understands that at least his tacit support, whether he went and finger-wagged them and told him to do it or not, is a reason why things are the way.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.